Hello, beautiful soul. Welcome to my YouTube channel, my podcast. I'm Will Caminada, the multidimensional guide, and I'm here to help you awaken, heal, and expand your consciousness. Today, I am making a video out here in the park, a different environment. Hopefully, sound will be okay for you, but I want to talk about being a starseed. So you'll hear the dogs every now and then and cars, so hope you don't mind that. It's nice to feel, you know, a little bit of the sun and the nature around me, and I'm sending you this nature energy wherever you are. I wanted to talk about starseeds because I have been mentioning this term or this word a lot, and I've been getting quite a few messages of people telling me, I'm not sure I am a starseed, but I really resonate with your content. Or I'm not sure I'm a starseed, but I'm here in your community, the starseed grid. And I just wanted to talk about a few signs that show you that you are a starseed. And the first thing actually is, you don't really have to know if you are a starseed or not. If you resonate with the content, whoever is creating the content, if you resonate in your heart with a channeled message, if you feel in your heart that you're remembering who you truly are in your essence, that's enough, okay? The rest is just labels and terms that help you navigate. Yes, you know, labels are a 3D thing, but they really help us to navigate this human experience. That's what the Pleiadians said in a channeled message recently, that labels are pointers that will direct you to more openness and more expansion in your consciousness, because labels aren't necessarily a black or white thing. There are many facets to labels. So starseed is a label, but it can really help you to understand more about your journey, about yourself, and help you in your healing journey, in your journey of expansion of consciousness. So that's number one. Number two is also something that the Pleiadians have shared once, which is we are all starseeds in one way, because the star beings have seeded humanity. They have shared their DNA into our DNA. So looking from that perspective, we are all star seeds in that sense, that star beings have seeded humanity. And so we do have star DNA in our DNA. We tend to see them as beings, humanoids that look like us, but it's actually the other way around. It's like we look like them. That's it. That's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it, which is more commonly known, is that a starseed is a soul that at a soul level has chosen to be here, incarnate here in this time and space to help in this ascension journey. However, we have to be really careful, because if you're thinking that you're a starseed and you came here to save the world, that's ego. The world doesn't need saving. Planet Earth is a being of her own, and we are here just like cells of this being to help her. And number two, if you're feeling this way, that's a lot of pressure. It's like carrying the whole world on your shoulders or back. It's just a lot of pressure to put on yourself. And I say this with compassion, because I feel this way sometimes. And it might feel very overwhelming. And we have to remember that we are one. And we are one, meaning we are unique beings, unique souls in the whole. The analogy that's coming up for me is the drop in the ocean. We are a unique drop in the ocean, but we are the whole ocean, right? We're not separate. And so if you're feeling this way, if you've ever felt this way as a starseed or as an empath or as a light worker or even just as a human being, just relax. Take a deep breath now. And let that weight go, okay? You are here to be, just to be. That's the main mission of a starseed. To be here, to be the light, and to be the love, to anchor, the birds agree, to be the, to anchor light and to embody love. That's why starseeds are here. So just going back to that soul's journey, a starseed, in the sense that most people refer to, is a soul that has chosen to come here at this time because Mother Earth was going to be ready to heal, to ascend, and to receive light and return to her original state of 5D, of being a 5D planet, which basically means to be part of the universe, to be part of the Galactic Federation, right? Because for thousands and thousands of years, planet Earth was in a kind of a lockdown, meaning it was a planet that was alone. It got disconnected from all the universe without it being disconnected, but her consciousness became disconnected, and that was part of a plan to help humanity, to help planet, because Mother Earth or planet Earth was an experiment to become the library of the universe. That's a talk for another podcast, another video. But the soul that has chosen to come here to help in this ascension, they are considered star seeds because they've volunteered, and so a lot of people use the term chosen one. And the Pleiadians have also said that this is a little misleading because it implies that you didn't have your free will, right? And we do have free will as a soul, as a human. This universe is a free will zone, so at some level you've chosen, you've said, okay, I'm gonna go and I'm gonna help. And why you? Why they asked you, right? And by they, I mean your higher self, the Galactic Federation, higher dimensional beings, because you had this potential to come here and remember who you are. You would go through the veil of forgetfulness, forget who you are in your essence, but you came here to remember who you are. And by being here, you would anchor the light and the love. And that is what 5D is. That's what 5D consciousness is, to be the light and to be the love. So I hope that's clear. And the other thing too is that your soul as a star seed has originated from the stars, the star systems, the star clusters, and other dimensions, other planets. So either you have never really incarnated here on Earth, or you have incarnated here many times, but most of your soul's journey, most of your lifetimes as a soul was not here, was in other star systems. And so that's why you feel a connection with the Pleiadians, the Arcturians, the Lyrans, the Andromedas, and so many other races. And the other thing that sometimes we get confused, I used to be confused about, is, you know, is my soul a Pleiadian soul? And I've learned that just like here, you might have had different lifetimes at different eras in different countries, different continents. The same goes for your soul. Your soul might have had lives lifetimes in the Pleiadians and Lyran, and what makes a connection is that perhaps, oh, there's a lizard. There's a lizard right there. Can you see? Hi, Lizzie. So that's because it's actually looking at me. I don't know if you can see it. It's gone. Bye. That is because I forgot to mention the reptilians. Reptilians are also star rays. You might have had different lifetimes in different star systems, and you might feel a connection with one, say, the Pleiadians, because you've had many lifetimes there, or, which is my case, your higher self is there, meaning your soul has originated from that star system, okay? And I guess that's all. I would like to talk more about the struggles and the signs / struggles that a starseed human goes through. So if you're interested in learning more, let me know in the comments too, and I'll make another video talking more specifically about these signs and the struggles, so that you can just know how to handle being a starseed in this time and space, which can be amazing, but it can also be very challenging, which is the duality of this lifetime at this time and space. So thank you so much for watching this video, and I just want to finish by letting you know that if you're resonating with this message, even if you're not sure if you are a starseed, but if this message is resonating with you, I really want to bring together a community of starseeds, because I know how lonely it can be and how challenging it can be, in the sense that a lot of people don't understand what you're feeling, what you're thinking. You might want to talk about these things, but you don't have anybody to talk to. So this is why I created the community, the Starseed Grid. Every month we meet twice. The first live event is a healing activation with breath work, with meditation, with sound healing. And the second event is a channeling event with the Pleiadians, and it's very high frequency. You can feel the energy. It can be very healing and very powerful too. So you can join by going to patreon.com/thestarseedgrid. I'll put the link here and in the description as well. There are different tiers that you can choose from, and you'll get the same things in any tier that you choose from, except the highest tier, which you will get a channeled message, individual channeled message from the Pleiadians every month. And I would love you to join. I would love to welcome you there and the group as well. Send you lots of love, and I'll see you very soon.